Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to wrap up tonight's show with the 3-4-3.
3-4-3.
Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that made you smile about the game.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back. Final segment of Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9, The Game in the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. And that final segment, as always, is the 3-4-3. It's brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. Three local stories, four headlines, three things that make me smile about this game. Let's start on the local side. Number one, Atlanta United 2. Weird game for them over the weekend. They lost to Crown or to Carolina Core, which was not good. The two goals that were scored by Atlanta United 2 were absurd. A scorpion kick goal from Patrick Weah. Scorpion kick is almost like an inverted bicycle kick. You're falling forward and you score with your heel. It's incredibly difficult to do. Patrick Weah pulled that off. Insanity. Santiago Pita's goal, on a normal night, we would all be raving about that as a goal of the night, and it was from distance. It's his first goal at the professional level. Weah's goal was even more ridiculous. So, you had the goals. You gave up too many. Wasn't good enough defensive performance for the twos. They lost to the Carolina Core. Carolina is in the final playoff spot right now on 36 points. They are level with Toronto FC. They've both played 25 games. It's a 28-game season in MLS Next Pro. New York City is on 35. Orlando City is on 35. They've also played 25 games. Atlanta is next. 5 points out of a spot. Four games to play, one game in hand. So it's still possible for Atlanta United 2. They go to Crown Legacy, who was eliminated over the weekend. They go to Crown Legacy on Saturday night, kickoff just after 7 o'clock. You can listen to our coverage on the SDH network. You can watch on Apple TV's MLS Season Pass. You're getting into must-win territory here because you're running out of games. We'll see if Atlanta United 2 can keep their playoff hopes alive against Crown Legacy on Saturday night. Local college updates. I've got four for you. Aaliyah Fadul is the Sun Belt Offensive Player of the Week. She scored twice for Georgia State in their opening win in Sun Belt Conference play. They hosted Southern Miss on Sunday afternoon. She has 8 goal contributions so far this season, and Fadul has been one of the leading scorers in the Sun Belt over the past couple of years. This season, she has added more playmaking to her game, and it really suits this Georgia State team. This is a fun team to watch this year with Hina Suzuki, who scored the opener, with Aaliyah Fadul, with Sania Tucker, who has 6 goal contributions so far this season, with Emily Glenn, local product from St. Pius. She has a number of goals this season. She scored on Sunday along with Suzuki. It's a lot of goals in this team. It's a really good group that Ed Joyce has put together. They are back in action Thursday night, 7 o'clock kickoff. You can watch on ESPN Plus, or you can make your way over to the GSU Soccer Complex in downtown Atlanta. Second on the local college updates, Emory. Their women are ranked number 2 in the country in NCAA D3, and their men are ranked number 3, as both remain unbeaten after wins last week. The Eagles are flying high, and we'll see if they can continue a really good start to the season in the NCAA D3 rankings. North Georgia on the D2 side of things. They were ranked number 10. Their women got into the national poll. That's going to be one to watch. That conference, the Peach Belt, has been really competitive, with Columbus State kind of driving things as of late. North Georgia looking like a team that can really push them this season. D1, you have a couple of Georgia-ranked teams. University of Georgia on the women's side, number 21, and Georgia Southern's men ranked number 25. Number three on the local side, not the kind of stories that I wish I had to share with you, but Georgia Impact's Academy Director, Wesley Lutz, he suffered a stroke late Friday night. Wesley's one of the most respected coaches in the state and definitely in the metro Atlanta area. So many clubs and coaches and players have responded to this news. He's somebody that, you know, Georgia Impact has always talked about how he pours his heart and soul into the community in Cherokee County and Canton and Woodstock, impacting countless lives with his passion, with his leadership, with his kindness. The Lutz family has started a GoFundMe page. Any support, whether it's donations, just sharing it, keeping them in your thoughts, it means the world during this difficult time. Make sure you're checking the Georgia Impact social media accounts. You can also check mine at Longshoe, where I'm trying to share it as well. Help if you are able. And if you can't, just spread the word so his family can get the help that they need. We're all thinking about Wesley, somebody that has had a really huge positive impact on the soccer scene here in Atlanta and in the state of Georgia. Number four on headlines. Let's jump over to the headlines. Number one in the headline section, Copa Libertadores. Adrian Martinez scored a second-half goal as Racing edged Vélez Sarsfield 1-0 on Tuesday night, first leg of the quarterfinal series between those two teams. Maravilla Martinez, he scored in the 53rd minute for Racing, a club that's aiming for their second Copa Libertadores crown. They won it in 1967. Vélez Sarsfield, they won their only Libertadores in 1994. They'll host the return leg next week. Tomorrow, three-time Copa Libertadores champions Palmeiras, they will take on River Plate from Argentina. On Thursday, Sao Paulo host Liga de Quito from Ecuador. They eliminated the defending champions Botafogo. As well on Thursday, Estudiantes of Argentina will play against Flamengo. The final in the Copa Libertadores will be played in Lima, Peru on November 29th. Also on the CONMEBOL side of things, not in the Libertadores, but in the Sudamericana, which is like the Europa League in terms of comparisons, the secondary CONMEBOL competition. Our old friend Marcelino Moreno with a late goal to give Lanús a win over Fluminense. Number two on the headlines, Liverpool manager Arne Slot. He is coming out criticizing pundits who, quote, favor other clubs, unquote, for their comments about the club spending a lot of money over the summer. Alexander Isak is expected to make his Liverpool debut in the Champions League opener tomorrow against Atletico Madrid. At the pre-match news conference, Slot pointed out that Liverpool's unprecedented spending was offset by more than £250 million recouped in sales. They only spent £10 million the previous summer. They spent $450 million on eight players this summer. So, okay, if they brought in $250, that's great. You spent $200 million. That's still a lot. He said, quote, "There is so much focus on our new signings, especially from pundits that favor some other clubs in the country, that cannot stop talking about $450 million. I repeat, £450 million, £450 million. But they forget about nearly $300 million that we have sold for. So yes, if we want to strengthen the squad, we need to spend that much money." It feels really defensive. I don't know. I'm not as plugged in into the English pundit scene. There are, and this is something to keep in mind, there are pundits who are very well known as former players of other teams. There's also pundits who are very well known as former Liverpool players. So I don't think this is an anti-Liverpool propaganda campaign going on. Liverpool spent a lot of money. And as I said when the window ended, they can't play the, oh, we do things differently. Oh, we don't have to spend this money. Oh, we don't have that kind of money to spend. They can't play that card anymore. Liverpool's just like everybody else. Now, did they bring in a lot? Sure. But they spent a lot of money in this window. That's facts. It's not right or wrong. It's just, it's what happened. it puts more pressure on them to win. There's not, that's absolutely true as well. You go out and spend that kind of money, you're expected to win everything. It's very hard to win everything. We'll see if Liverpool can do it, but this is interesting for me from Arne Slot to be this defensive this early in the year. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see where that goes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Number three on the headlines, per RAC1 radio in España, Barcelona has figured out who is going to be on the front of the shirt for El Clásico. Now, remember, Barcelona is sponsored by Spotify, and that's the logo that's on the front of their shirt typically. But when they play Real Madrid in league play, it is a different artist on the shirt each game, and it is a limited edition shirt that they do, and it makes all kinds of money. It's going to be Ed Sheeran this time around. He performed recently in Spain. He's on tour in Europe. He's going to do a set of dates in Australia early in 2026. His new album just came out. I mean, a global superstar. So not a shock. It was Travis Scott last time in the end of the last season. We'll see who it'll be later this season. I said jokingly about Barcelona and their financial issues, which they have plenty of, that if you can get Taylor Swift on that shirt and then just sell it to the masses, you can fix your financial problems pretty fast. We'll see if they think about that for the next Clásico later in the year, later in the season. Number four in the headlines, I teased it earlier, Benfica, they lost to Karabag in the Champions League, and then things kicked off late in Portugal. So you've got all kinds of reporting now. Press conference that began at 1:20 a.m. local time. Benfica president Rui Costa. I mean, first off, they're having a press conference at 1:20 in the morning. Could you imagine if the Falcons called for a press conference at 1:20 in the morning to do something like this? Insanity. So Benfica calls the press conference. It begins at 1:20. Benfica president Rui Costa announced that an agreement had been reached with Bruno Lage to rescind his contract, to end it according to mutual agreement. Lage had already done the post-game press conference because the game ended a long time ago. And he said, you know, I'm not going to leave, but if they want me to leave, I'll leave. Well, obviously they did. Rui Costa said the new coach would be in the dugout in time for Benfica's next match in the league on Saturday. He didn't say who it would be. He was directly asked if the next coach would be Jose Mourinho, who is out of a job after Fenerbahce told him to leave. There's a lot of rumors in Portugal about Mourinho taking over. He started his coaching career at Benfica as a head coach anyway in the year 2000. All kinds of reports being lined that he's lined up to take it. Costa said the profile of the next coach will have to be a winning coach. That's all he said. Moments after the press conference ends, before 2 a.m. in Portugal, Portuguese TV channel CMTV claimed they had confirmation that everything was agreed to. It will be Jose Mourinho. Back to Benfica. The other element of this with Benfica, they're about to have club presidential elections. Rui Costa is lagging behind his competitor, Joao Lopes, in the polls. So Rui Costa is hoping that this big swing of bringing Jose Mourinho back to the club will help him stay as the president in the upcoming election. This feels like a really crazy situation, and the rest of the week's going to be nuts in Lisbon, Portugal. All right, three things that make me smile. That actually does make me smile, but not for the reasons that I like to use this segment for. Number one, the total chaos and insanity and unpredictableness of Saturday night. Not the first part of it, the second part of it. I mean, I think you heard me on the second and third goals. I laughed because it was ridiculous that this was happening. Just a fun night to see soccer and see all the different emotions of it. I mean, to see Columbus, after having a 5-0 lead, panicking to survive stoppage time. That's why we love this sport, right? Number two, Georgia State's women. I talked about them earlier. Dealing with adversity in that match, it ended up being a 4-2 win over Southern Miss, but Georgia State was all over Southern Miss early on. They had a goal taken back by video review, and video review in college is a whole different thing that I could rant about for a half hour. It's a very bad system, and this goal was taken back, and I don't know how they had an angle to take it back with. So they take the goal back. That's frustrating. Then a penalty was earned by Georgia State, and it was saved. Aaliyah Fadul's penalty was saved. Usually when you see a goal taken away, a penalty saved, you see a team drop. You didn't see that with Georgia State. They scored two goals pretty soon after. This is a resilient Georgia State group, and I really like where this women's team can be this season. And number three, on things that make me smile, we had a chance to call the Atlanta United Academy matches over the weekend against Nashville, the U18s and the U16s. I was on the call for the 16s, was there for the 18s. The results weren't there. It was a 2-1 loss for the 18s and a 3-3 draw for the 16s. But the quality of play and the promise of these young players and representing Atlanta United as the kind of soccer players that you want, the kind of people you want as well, but the kinds of soccer players you want, the profile of what you want an Atlanta United player to be. It's a lot of fun to see these games. I really like what those two groups are looking like, especially those U16s. There's a ton of talent in that group. And then when you start to look at the younger age groups, and we're hoping to get a chance to call some of those games as well, and I can report back to you and I'll be on the call and tell you about it as I'm seeing it. From people inside the club, they're excited about the groups coming next, the U15s, the U14s, those age groups. I love to see the increase in the talent level that we're seeing in the metro Atlanta area. Atlanta United is a big part of that. The Academy is a big part of that, but it's happening at all different levels around, whether we're talking the women's game, the men's game, the youth clubs in Athens, the high school teams in Gainesville. The level is getting higher and higher and higher, and it's a really exciting time to be in soccer in this area. It'll be an exciting time, hopefully, on Saturday afternoon at the Benz. Kickoff 4:40. Pregame coverage starts at 3:30 here on 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app. Atlanta United hosting San Diego for the first time. A really good team. It should be a really fun match to watch. Hopefully you can either join us in person or be with us on the radio or on Apple TV, MLS Season Pass, and click over to Home Team Radio. Mike Conti and I will be with you for that one. And I'll be back with you next week, 10 o'clock on Tuesday, another edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Adios, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.